every move we make. We're all included on the list.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
All right, welcome back to hour number two of the Sane Asylum. In the real world, the lunatics have truly taken over the insane asylum, but here in the sane asylum, we have lots of extremely wise and intelligent and lucid callers, and we're going to open up the phone lines and hear what they have to say. Area code 512-248-8252. By the way, I forgot to mention, this is the worldwide simulcast of the Sane Asylum, episode number 135 on April 30th, 2023. I'm your host, Giuseppe Bafangulo, and I'm honored and grateful to both RepublicBroadcasting.org and SpeakFreeRadio.com to be on both their fine networks and support them both. And I was just telling producer Sam, I'm placing my first meat order this week. Meat good. Meat. And chicken good, too. And so, but if you're going to do it, go through the RBN website. And don't forget, the spring fundraising drive, if you can afford it, $100 or more, you can get that Michael Collins Piper book, which will be phenomenal. And so, you know, I just saw Mike that you tried to call. If you're listening, if you text me in Skype, if you want to join in and speak on the show, I can have producer Sam add you via Skype, but I can't add you. RBN has to add you. So, okay. So that came in through my personal Skype. All right. Where was I? Oh, it's caller hour. So 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. We got plenty of time. We should be able to get to everybody. First caller is a paisan, Chance from West Virginia. Last night, Chance was having difficulties getting on. Let's see if he can do it tonight.
My main man, Giuseppe, cazzo di, can you hear me?
Hey, che cazzo fa, you sound great.
Okay, now, man, we're friendless tonight. That's a shame. You know,
he's a hardworking guy. He's a hardworking guy. I know.
I look forward to this hour every Sunday, let me tell you. You think I need to take up a hobby like raising llamas or taking up bocce ball or something? I don't know. Let me tell you.
Bocce's a lot of fun, man. You played bocce. I played bocce. That's a lot of fun.
My grandpa did. My mama's father. You know, let me tell you. Oy friggin' vey. All these court jesters are throwing their yarmulkes into the 2024 bar mitzvah sweepstakes.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
I'm getting really friggin' reclaimed. Let me ask you now, just out of curiosity now, Giuseppe. Now, I vote for the Constitution Party normally. I don't play this Republican-Democrat shit show. Excuse the language. Are you aware of anybody running under the Constitution Party or that National Justice Party, I think it's called, coming up? Because I don't play games with these fools that are running, all of them. They're all nonsense.
Right. Well, I mean, National Justice Party has some very committed people, such as Mike Pinovich, Eric Stryker, Warren Ballou, or I think it's Warren Ballou, and Jazz Hands and all those guys. They do good work, and so I know those guys because I used to pay to listen to them. And then when that one goof Clem or whatever his name is, he's kind of a fool, but he's an excellent musician and doesn't really write original stuff, but he can mimic everybody else. But when they got all in favor of the Jubonic Jew Jab, we had to part ways. But I know about that, but I mean, that's a great point, Chance, that you don't even know any of the independent parties, and that's the only salvation, is to somehow am I still on the call? I just saw flash. Okay, good stuff. Okay, because I saw Skype flash, and I'm like, ooh. So, Chance, your point is really well made. I mean, you know, how do we take down the one party, which is the Tel Aviv party, the Sheki Einelstein party. That's who controls both those parties. There is no separate party anymore. It's the Hebrew money party.
Well, it looks like I'm going to do like I did in 2020, Constitution Party or National Justice Party. I ain't playing games with these chicken swingers, man. All right, buongiorno now, G-Man.
Oh, yes, yes. Arrivederci, Bello. Have a good week, Chance. Sam, when Skype flashed, I lost the list of everybody. Can we? Okay. We're going to go next call. Joe in Florida. Welcome, Joe. What's on your mind?
Hey, Giuseppe. Thanks for taking my call. Good to hear you. I love this format, the longer format. It's much better for everybody.
Let's just breathe. Time to breathe and talk.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. There's somebody here. He said he wanted to talk to you. Hold on, Giuseppe.
Okay.
Hello. Is this Giuseppe? Is this Klaus calling from Davos? I want to let you know that you have 24 hours to eat the bugs, or we will come to your house and take away all that meat. Oh, wow. Unbelievable. That's, I don't know. I'm doing stand-up here.
Well,
but
Klaus, I'd like you to meet my Yankee swinger, my baseball bat, Klaus. I would love to have the two of you meet.
Yeah. He's got a good dome to be a target. Hey, listen, I want to give you the update tonight. Thanks for everything you said, by the way. And I always like the idea about, you know, you talk about the satanic Jewish element of this transgender, which is true because the Talmud talks about whatever god that they worship. I think it's Moloch, but they have this image of a transgender god. And somehow it's always conveniently left out of even so-called conservatives that are talking about transgenderism, the tie between Talmudic Judaism and transgenderism. It's overt. It's a very direct thing. I mean, people talk like, well, where did it come from? And what a crazy idea, which it is obviously insane.
Right.
But there's a direct connection to Talmudism. The one thing I wanted to, I'm going to give you an update tonight. I'm in a very good mood. Now, listen, first, I do want to seriously say up front, I don't root for anybody to be killed in war, one death in war. War is evil, and it's bad, and we should avoid at all possible costs, right? So any deaths are a tragedy in war. All war is evil, in my opinion. You know, you can defend. It's just war, but war in and of itself is ugly. However, tonight, I'm very thrilled to see, apparently, the big shock and awe attack is underway, even as we speak. I don't know if you've seen the RT headlines tonight. So apparently there are 16 military defensive systems that have been destroyed, Ukrainian defensive systems in eastern Ukraine. There are more than 100 missiles that Russia has now fired to eastern Ukraine, and there are 13 warships, like aircraft carriers, that have left Sevastopol and are on their way. So it looks like the Jewish war criminal, satanic torturer and evil diabolical agent of Satan is going to be start of his defeat tonight.
Oh, and that's great news. I don't know. Did you see where I read? I didn't see that, but because I was doing other show prep stuff, but I saw yesterday that the weasel minions of Oy Vey, Vicky Noodleman, they did a drone attack and hit some kind of port inside Russia, some kind of oil storage facility. And it's like, you know, it's sad to say, but, you know, when your country is controlled by evil chicken swingers, you have to root for someone you normally wouldn't root for, which is the Russians. So go, Vlad, go, right?
Well, you know, here's the thing. On Easter Sunday, I mean, I'm a Catholic, but they celebrated the following Sunday. On Easter Sunday in Donetsk, the Donetsk Cathedral was bombed with missiles by this Jewish war criminal regime.
Unreal.
In Ukraine. They literally bombed the cathedral in Donetsk on Easter Sunday. So, you know, there's a limit. I agree with you. You don't gratuitously hate people. Oh, and by the way, last thing I'll say, you said Victoria Nuland, you know, on Friday they did a re-release in some theaters of Return of the Jedi. You see that? Like 40th anniversary.
Oh, right, right. So yeah, I did read that.
Yeah. I went to the theater, and lo and behold, I'm watching about 20 minutes in. Who did I see on the screen? I was shocked. I had no idea she had an acting career. Victoria Nuland playing the part of Jabba the Hutt.
I knew you were going to say that. That's great. Yeah.
Thank you, Giuseppe. Good. Have a good night.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great week. All right. I believe next caller is Caesar. Caesar, welcome. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Giuseppe. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Caesar. How about yourself?
I'm doing better than yesterday, Giuseppe. Giuseppe, you were talking about the transgender. There's a thing called transgender equality. It's Mara Kessling. She's one of the founders. And then you have Ellie Erox, another founder. Then you have, I don't know if you ever heard of Magnus Hirschfeld. He was a Jewish sexologist in the Weimar Republic in Germany, and he was considered the pioneer of transgenderism. He created the Institute of Sexual Research, where he performed the first ever sex change surgery, and I guess since then transgenderism has exploded in popularity. And then there's Dean Spade, he's another founder. And then you have Julian Weiss and Michael Silverman, they're also founders. And then you have Elisa Byard, she's the director. So this is the narrative. Remember, it's all a dog and pony show, and you were talking about DeSantis tonight. He's a Shabbos Goyim. We have to call him what he is, a Shabbos Goyim. We have to speak the language. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That is exactly right.
You got to realize something, Giuseppe. I'm not as well-versed as you are. You know what I'm saying? I'm the last from the least. But, you know, we know what the paradigms are, the underlying principles, and we can address them. And we know how to grab the bull by the horns.
Well, that's just it. We're real men. We understand that this is the eternal battle of divine good versus profane Baphomet, Talmudic evil, and the sides have never been clearer. And the point that you made, great point about the National Center for Transgender Equality, is all of these are not Sikhs. Mara Kisling, the founder, Eliza Byard, the director, the weird little cross-dressing tranny, Eli Ehrlich, social media in so-called influencer Dean Spade, which is a woman pretending to be a little girl, pretending to be a little boy, and then a Jillian Weiss, who it looks like the daughter of Jabba the Hutt, and this light in the loafers Michael Silverman. So you know, right there at a thing I'm looking at, they say Jewish communities welcome 7-year-old transgender kids. And then and they have a QR code. And the Talmud, a book of Jewish laws, recognizes 8 genders. Well, the book of Giuseppe recognizes 3. He, the man, she, the woman, and it, the disgusting degenerates. There's only 3. So your Moshiach Giuseppe, who is now the true Messiah of the Jew, I've just realized it, is telling you that there are only 3 genders. He, she, and it. So great call, Caesar. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's about it. Like you said, when the Jews got out of captivity in Babylon, they adopted the Babylonian Talmud, and that was the end of Hebrewism, because Jesus was an Israelite of the tribe of Judea. He wasn't a Jew. He spoke Aramaic. So you have to know the synagogue of Satan, and once you know that, and you could see beyond the smoke and the mirrors. You have a great night, Giuseppe. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Caesar. God bless you. Have a great week. All right. What a rare treat. We've got the infamous UK Steve is calling from England. Steve, how are you? I'm surprised you're up this early. What's on your mind, brother?
Can you hear me clearly, first of all?
Yeah, you sound great. Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Good to hear from you and the team as well. you were talking about Satan and transgenderism, and I just wanted to make a comment that I think with the end of the global Ponzi scheme of usury, for example, the collapse of the dollar and de-dollarization, the satanic element is the banking element is kind of losing power, or at least it's becoming fragmented. And I think it's bringing everything to a head. So the hierarchy is externalizing. And one of the things I observed recently was the SatanCon, Satan convention in Boston. Yeah. So I think that I just wanted to make a general point that I'm seeing society externalize in the demonic nature. And I think it started with the masks, and now it's coming to be obviously transgender.
Right.
And now we have open Satanism being practiced and pushed to have quote unquote equal rights, as if evil has equal rights to good. And I think that I think all this demonic push to convert people into demonically possessed people, I think it's to create chaos and destruction. And one of the things, models and predictions I'm working with at the moment is I think there's going to be a new Jewish migration. And I think all this chaos and destruction caused by these demonic people is simply to drive the Jews in this chaotic, specifically European environment, where they've got no cheap gas for the German heavy manufacturing. They can't afford the debt of the euro anymore because they can't support Germany with cheap gas, because they're being bled dry and cannibalized by Jewish Americans. I think this is kind of like a replay after World War II, where the Holocaust and that whole myth was used to try and get Jews from the European theater to migrate to Palestine. I think we might have a very similar thing here, where all this chaos and destruction, whilst it all looks random, it's really to create environmental conditions where the Jews can say, we're being persecuted, we're being blamed for all of this, all the deaths, all the debt, and now we're going to have to leave to go and repopulate Odessa and the Crimea. And
that's
remake
a
Khazaria 2.0. So I'm predicting, Giuseppe, and I kind of want to leave you with this. I'm predicting that there will be a Jewish migration after Europe is burning, and presumably America and the UK. And they will use this as an excuse to have a new Jewish migration that we haven't seen since World War II into the Ukraine, specifically the Black Sea area. And it will be depopulated of Ukrainians and Russians. And they're going to try and repopulate it with Ashkenazi. I just wanted to sort of say that as to explain to people why there's so much demonic presence externalizing.
Right.
I think it's just literally to create absolute destruction of society so the Jews can't live there. And the elite Jews, elite Jew pigs, will be able to manipulate them into moving into the Crimea, claiming it as their original Ashkenazi homeland.
Well, did you see where the ankle grabber, pillow biter Zelensky came out this past week and said that when we rebuild Ukraine, he had previously said, you know, we're going to be backed by BlackRock. But this week he came out and said, but it will have 15-minute cities and we'll have every checkbox on Agenda 2030, the Great Reset. Did you catch that?
Well, today Zelensky said, I'm going to create a model multiculturalist society.
There you go.
That will be the model of the entire Europe, is what he said, the paragon. So I saw that today, and so it really confirmed my theory that they're actually depopulating Ukraine of white people, weakening the population, so Ashkenazi can move into that area and take the women.
So, Steve, you do a phenomenal job covering that war. I mean, you have your own website, Unobtainium, and tell everybody, and you've got a great Telegram channel. But so you think, is Putin legit, or is Putin part of it?
I'm in two minds, okay? I think Putin is a statist. I think he was the boss of the mafia up until he went off-piste, okay? And when he realized he couldn't make peace with the West because they didn't want to do a deal, like they didn't want to do a deal with Hitler, mm-hmm. I think Putin had a bit of a realization, and he wanted to therefore look after his state, his power base, and right. develop it from ruins into something that could resist NATO's encroachment. And he hasn't been able to do it up until now. And this is exactly the same for Xi Jinping as well. Again, they had to rebuild China from the 1980s into the powerhouse, which has parity with the US now. I do think he has Chabad-Lubavitch connections. I am, however, seeing that there's only 60,000 Jews in Russia now. So, you know, you have to think about that. He has fired one of his presidential advisors. I think it was this year. It could even be this year. Because one of his advisors criticized Chabad-Lubavitch as a neo-pagan cult. And Putin fired him. So I'm not too sure about Putin. And Medvedev, obviously, his number two, is a Jew. So I'm not convinced. I do think they're going to look after their own power base. I do think they realize that the Jewish Satanists in America and Israel want them destroyed. And I believe that's because of Rabbi Mendel Schneerson in 1994 in his speech, where he gave an analysis where the Rus bloodline couldn't be co-opted, and so they had to be exterminated. And in that speech, he outlined how that would be so. And I find it interesting that that was in 1994, and here we are now in 2023. So that's what, 30 years later, and that vision is unfolding before my very eyes. And I'm seeing a new, I've got photos as well of a new Ukrainian flag with a Star of Rafam in the middle of it. So it's a combination of the Israeli flag and the Ukrainian flag. I think this has been pushed because of the Shia Crescent. I think with the de-dollarization and the weakening of America and the dollar, I think Israel's on a sticky wicket with the Shia Crescent because they're surrounded by enemies. And I think that's why they kind of want the war of Iran as well. I think Iran will absolutely wipe the floor with them. And I think Khazaria 2.0 is a kind of redundancy. So if I can communicate to people that I think the Jews are actually setting up a redundancy in case Israel fails.
Ah, excellent point, Steve.
Yeah. So that's about it. I just wanted to sort of mention to people about Satan externalizing and what that actual purpose is. Because if they are after the world's sole issuer of the money supply. So in my opinion, that they will always escalate to nukes because they can't conventionally beat the East. They just haven't got the workers. They've destroyed them. And they need to pursue that goal of either a dollar or a pseudo dollar. So, for example, the UN has brought out the Universal Monetary Unit, which I believe was about 2 weeks ago. And so we're now seeing the world's global reserve currency of the UN now, the UNU, Universal Monetary Unit. And so I think they're going to pursue this policy of surrounding Russia, surrounding China, and eventually launching a nuclear war on them, some sort of blitzkrieg tactic. They say around 2025 they want a war with China, unbelievably, and they're stating it openly, the Americans, if nothing changes. And once they've done that, once they conquer Russia and Putin, once they conquer China and Xi Jinping, and once they're able to have that world currency under their disposal, I think they will unveil the Moshiach, which is, I guess, the devil in a way, which will be an anointed pharaoh with crocodile oil on his feet.
That will be
the signal for them to sacrifice the red heifers in their temple or whatever. But I happen to think they're probably going to lose in Israel. And I think they're going to move to Odessa, where they have the world's largest menorah. I think it's one of the largest synagogues, and one of the oldest Jewish communities is in Odessa. And I think the Moshiach will surface as a descendant of Rabbi Mendel Schneerson, i.e. his son, as the new Moshiach, if they succeed in taking control of the world's issuance.
Wow, that's awesome, Steve.
Putin is, I don't think Putin is on board. I think Putin's looking after his interests of his own power base regarding that.
Oh, awesome. So, Steve, your website is unobtainium.info, and I recommend everybody bookmark it. There's so much great information there. Steve is just a brilliant guy. And any other thoughts, Steve?
Not off the top of my head. I just wanted to call in that. I do have a lot of research because I'm sort of doing maybe 16-hour days now on Telegram, going through like information flow, like one post every 30 seconds. And I've been doing that now for over a year. So I've got quite a high flow. If you go to my Telegram channel, you'll be able to see everything that I've picked out that is of interest to me, and I believe is of interest to other people. If you go
What's
to
your
unobtainium.
Telegram channel called? What's it called?
UK Steve Table Talk.
Okay.
And if you go to unobtainium.info, you should be able to get the RSS info lines tab, and on there you'll be able to see all the RSS feeds from the independent podcasters from the counter Jew scene as well. So not only is it a very good resource for geopolitical and financial, but it's also a very good source for podcasts as well. So I do recommend people come to my website and check that out.
I just put it up on the screen for those on the video site, unobtainium.info. Awesome information source, just like UK Steve is. As a matter of fact, Steve, I was going to reach out to you and schedule you for another show on the Perfect Triangle now that it's a little bit more England friendly at 5 your time. So I look forward to that.
It'd be a privilege.
Oh, it's always a privilege on this end as well. So, Steve, you have a great week. I really appreciate you calling in, and we're going to move on to the next caller now. Thank you again, Steve. It was great
Cheers,
as always. Steve. Cheers.
Thank you.
All right. And the next caller is, let's see, that would be Dan from Washington. Dan, welcome. Dan, what's on your mind?
I thought I was banned from the call. He thought I was Brian from Washington. I'm like, no. just because we might have both taken hallucinogenic mushrooms when we were younger, but I'm a better caller than Brian.
Good old Brian, a lot in Washington. Truly a special snowflake, yeah.
I was actually a great caller the last call. I did Google Medvedev. He did a great interview on RT. He's a very smart guy, and
he's smart.
Actually a fan, I guess, Black Sabbath and Deep Purple and a lot of that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but if reading his Wikipedia, there's nothing to suggest he's Jewish. He got awarded the highest award from the Serbian Orthodox Church, it looks like. So I've heard people say that, but I don't think he is Jewish. I can't find anything that.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
What do you think we should do? I'm kind of like you guys. I might just do it because I still subscribe to National Justice. I listen to Fascination.
That's a great show. And, absolutely.
Yeah, and I've been liking. I hear the music.
Yeah, Dan, stay on the line. We'll return after these messages for the final 30 minutes. And then coming up, the King of Sunday Night, the great Robert Raybould and Incendiary Radio. So stay tuned after these messages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Can you see when I sing these songs? Yeah! He's a gay, 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 oh. Chinese when I sing these songs, I wrote a ditty about the transurbection. Chinese when I sing these songs, and now I need police protection. Chinese when I sing these songs.
All right, I'm not hearing that. I don't know if you guys are hearing it, but that was okay, I'm live. Good stuff. Okay, so that was, we'll play that again next week. There's a brilliant parodist on BitChute. His name is FOUND Found Ring, R-I-N-G. And he's a really talented pianist. Talented pianist, singer, songwriter, parody composer. And that was called Gayo instead of that Harry Belafonte song, Deo. And so that's Gayo by Found Ring. And I urge you to go check it out at BitChute. He's really good. He's got a lot of other songs that now that I've discovered him, we'll have to use some of those tunes. But welcome back to the final 30 minutes. The board fried. And so, again, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, ever since the great Stat Miller passed too early, living on a shoestring. And so if you can support this fine network, please do. And right now there's a spring fundraising drive. If you can, if you're well healed and you did well in Bitcoin or what have you, if you can send $100 or more, they'll send you one of the great Michael Collins Piper's books and or order that awesome pasture raised protein, which I'm going to do this week. But make sure you go through RBN and click at the store so they get credit, and they've got so many great products. And if you can afford $10, $20, send them that. We got to keep RBN going, because what a great lineup, an amazing lineup, and keeps getting better. So how about Sunday nights, 2 hours of Steve Elkins, 2 hours of your Moshiach, and then 2 hours of the king of Sunday night, the legendary Robert Raybould of Incendiary Radio, coming up in 24 short minutes. But until then, we'll get back to calls. And Dan, we had to stop for the bottom of the hour break, so what's on your mind, Dan?
Well, as far as the elections, you know, I've always thought white people just need an advocate group, so we can be a block of voters, kind of like the blacks or the
right, absolutely,
women or whatever. And you know, I think without the kind of white nationalist vote, Trump wouldn't have got in there to begin with. He used 100% to get in. You know, he got in there, and then he kind of stabbed us in the back. So I just We don't have the numbers to, like, run a presidential candidate, but I think if we all got together, we could, like, turn the election, maybe. We could really punish, if we chose to, DeSantis, you know, for pushing an anti-white, anti-constitutional bill, you know. He signs a bill in Israel against our freedom of speech.
Unreal.
Or the freedom to boycott Israel. So, you know, we could... Really, this election, we can make ourselves known and seem stronger by basically destroying this guy's political career, if we wanted, you know.
Well, I think he did a good job, you know, of destroying it himself by going over
right.
there. Right. Yeah, I mean, what? I mean, talk about a charlatan, a fraud, a uber cuck. I mean, that guy. I mean, but what did he do? You know, they're all Kabuki theater actors, right? I mean, he was Ron DeSantis is our guy because he's against the bubonic Jew jab and he's against masks, right? Well, it was all a stage. It was all a fraud to set him up so he could go to Israel and sign a bill that indemnifies the chicken swingers from being held accountable. I mean, it's such a tragedy. Stop blaming the Jews for what they do. Stop blaming them. I mean, well, we should blame them, because it's that great three-word phrase, every single time. You want to see who's behind it? Every single time.
Yeah, that was basically my main point, is we have enough numbers if we all did decide to vote one way or the other to do that. That's about all I had. The last caller, I did meet actually a Jewish guy. I got an argument with him when I was up in Canada. And this guy immigrated from Israel, and he was wearing a big Christian cross.
Uh-huh.
And he looked like Mark Zuckerberg, and he was all paranoid. He's like, I wear this cross because everyone wants to kill us. And I'm like, you're in Canada, man. I mean, like, you know, the paranoia level on that guy. But and of course, we started talking about history, and I'm like, well, why do they? You know, did you hear about the Bolsheviks and all this stuff? And he would never tell the
truth. He didn't want to hear that.
History. Yeah.
Oh, you naughty boy. Stop blaming the Jews for what they do. Yeah.
Yeah. But he told me that basically, I am afraid if Israel falls, they could all. I think Canada has a law where they could all just move to Israel. You could have like 4-6 million Jews overnight, I think, move to Canada. Probably to America too. I don't think anyone would stop them. Really, it's kind of a scary thought.
Oh, that's really interesting. Well, you know who would probably stop it would be the true synagogue of Satan, who has herded the lesser brethren, as the protocols call them, ever since World War II, which is the dark state, the synagogue of Satan, as Robert Ravel calls them now, his great new name, the dark state. But they're going to herd the lesser brethren to where they want them, which I think UK Steve's point of they want Israel 2.0 to beat Ukraine. So they would herd them there then, not to Canada or the United States. But oh, what a nightmare if for either country. It's of course going to be 6 million.
Yeah.
Oh God!
If they go to Canada, all right. Well, have a good weekend. I like your new show, and thanks for
thanks so
call.
Much, Dan. Call back soon, please. Our next caller, I know this guy. He's a bad man, John from Delaware. Johnny, how are you? What's on your mind?
Hey, Giuseppe Vavangolo. How are you?
Oh, I'm living the dream, brother. Living the dream.
Who don't know that? Hey, I just want to pay a little tribute to, 8 years ago today, we lost in my eyes, I'm sure I'm going to piss a lot of people off saying this, Adolf Hitler.
That's right, April the Chancellor's 30th, birthday was a couple of days ago, yeah.
Yeah, April 3rd, 19, yes, his birthday, and it was the 20th, and then April 29th, 1945, he married Eva Braun. And I believe they committed suicide. A lot of people think they went to Argentina. And, you know, some people think they were flat-out murdered by the Stalinist Red Brigade, even though they lie. You can't believe what they say, you know.
Right.
They say that's not what happened, but...
Yeah, like, well, there's some compelling arguments both ways. I mean, there's... the great Maleficus Scott does tomorrow, in some parts of the world, it's already tomorrow, Monday, with Andrew Carnegie and Hitchcock, the Limeys. And Maleficus is convinced, and he's been a deep dive researcher into World War II, that Hitler died then. And then there's other people, many others, who have gone to great lengths to say, no, he was drugged and he was taken this way or that way to Argentina and he lived out his life and blah, blah, blah. It's a fascinating thing. But the greatest tragedy is like the real general of World War II, the real American hero who was assassinated by the chicken swingers, George S. Patton, who said, "We fought the wrong enemy." And that is the bottom line when it comes to the heroic chancellor. And what a tragedy that the synagogue of Satan, that malignant cancer, infected this country to such a degree since 1913 and the traitorous Woodrow Wilson, so by the time World War II came around. And John, you researched this. A vast majority of people, Americans, did not want to get involved in World War II at all. They realized it was literally European brother against brother, and there was no need for it. And especially people like Lindbergh and so many others championed stay out of it. But unfortunately, the bankers wield great power with their usury billions and trillions. So it's sad.
It is sad. And there was many, many ethnic Germans living in this country. So, you know, like the saying goes, no more brother wars. This international Jew is disgusting. And I want to give a shout out to UK Steve. You guys, if you get a chance, listen to the Dave Gahari and Dr. David Duke show. They had a pretty interesting back and forth, UK Steve and Dr. Duke. it's well worth
listening. Oh, I got to check that out tomorrow for sure. I didn't know. Yeah, that's really good.
It went on for a while. It was pretty good. I'll leave it at that. I won't get into the details. So,
you can catch that at the speakfreeradio.com. Podcast archives. So all shows, this show, all shows that originate from Speak Free Radio, like the Kernaugh Connection and the Shelley Tasker Show and others. You can always go and listen to the replay under the podcast section. And I always do that in the morning. I listen to the Dave and Duke Show. I listen to Ravolt in the morning and Andy Hitchcock. So Mondays are a good day for people to listen to the Limeys. So those are but one thing, I don't know if you, John, you know about it, but everybody should. Dave Gahari has been taking on the Synagogue of Satan for 40 years, and he's more than held his own. And he put together an amazing alliance with Ayo Kamathe, the author of Jews Are the Problem. And they have recorded high-quality videography. They met on the Southeast, and they recorded 8 shows. And it's Ayo representing black nationalists, Dave Gahari representing white nationalists, and they just released the first show on Friday. I'm going to be doing a special limited Monday broadcast of every show myself through on the Giuseppe Network. So tomorrow it'll be broadcast on Twitter, Facebook, Odyssey, and Rumble. And it's called, but you can go and catch it right now if you want, in black and white, spell it out, INBLACKANDWHITE.net. And it is phenomenal. And that is how we save this country. Black nationalists, white nationalists, Mexican Catholic nationalists, conservative nationalists. The only solution to this satanic Baphomet, he, she, it insanity is nationalism. And don't let these vile, satanic chicken swingers tell you that nationalism is a bad thing and call everybody a Nazi. The greatest compliment you can pay someone is to be a nationalist, not a cuck rectum licker like DeSantis. The only hope to save this nation. We have everything we need right here in this country. We can bring back real manufacturing. We can eliminate all vestiges of the satanic Jew rot. No more Jew GMOs, no more Jew frankenfruits, no more Jew control of the media, no more Jew control of medicine, no more Jew jabs. But we have to nationalize and send all of those dual citizen usury traders to Israel or Ukraine, wherever they want to go, but they're leaving here. Nationalize the Federal Reserve, and it's the only hope to save this country is nationalism, populism. So your thoughts, John?
You tell them, Giuseppe, and I want to touch on a couple things real quick.
Take your time. We've got plenty of time.
Oh, okay. I love listening to Chance call in. I haven't listened to Farron Show for a while, but he used to call in on Farron Show. Also, probably still does. Chance, dude, shout out to you. Love you, brother. But I did want to touch on the Constitution Party. One day I was listening to I forget the host's name. I just had it on the top of my head. Steve. Oh, my God. He's an English Kent. But anyhow, Mark Dankoff was on with him, and he was saying that the Constitution Party is really backed by Israel. All the big wigs from the Constitution Party did a DeSantis move. They went over and met with Bibi Netanyahu.
Oh, no way.
They're not what you think they are. He got out of the Constitution Party when he found out what they were really about.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And Chuck Baldwin also ran for, I think, president in 2008 under the Constitution Party. And I'm pretty sure he doesn't have anything to do with him. I listen to Chuck quite a bit, and I've never heard him mention anything about the Constitution Party. And then I'm glad you brought up about Dave Gahari and Ayo Kamathe, because I just checked out that first thing. You can go to Jim Rizzoli's BitChute channel, and he also has it posted there, which Jim Rizzoli has an amazing BitChute channel. So
yeah, Rizzoli's the Hoax Busters. They're on Sunday nights, and they're on Thursday nights and Saturdays. They Jim Rizzoli, Joe Rizzoli, Diane King, and Diana Plass, the Hoax Busters. They are real heroes, and they are just media. They're media machines, man. They put out a lot of content, and they're such good and wise and committed and courageous people. So shout out to the Hoax Busters. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. You know that Fleetwood Mac song? It says, "You make love and fun." I'm going to say the Hoax Busters make red pill and fun. Somebody ought to ad-lib that. They got a real good way of bringing us, you know, the real truth, what's going on. So, yeah, definitely shout out to them.
Yeah.
I think that's all I got that I wanted to talk about. I'm going to let you go and let you get to the next caller. And pleasure talking to you. Hey, I'll send you some more stuff. I got a bunch of stuff on Adolf and Eva. I'll probably send that to you tomorrow.
Oh yeah, please do. I appreciate all the emails you send me, and you're an excellent researcher, and you're a great guy, John. So thanks so much for calling in, and you have a great week.
Hey, bud, you too. You too. Good talking to you.
Good talking, John. All right. Well, we had Randy, but he dropped off, so there's still time if you want to call in. What do we got? About 8 minutes left. So 512-248-8252. Otherwise, I have a couple of clips we can go to. We'll give it about 30 seconds as I decide which one we want to go to. Oh, here we go. This is great. This is really great. Sam, if you could, we got to play this anyway, even if there's a caller. Clip number 8, Sam. This is awesome. That former Mossad agent Victor Ostrovsky describes he woke up and he found a modicum of decency in his satanic heart as a Mossad member, and he wrote an expose book about the Mossad. And so this is Victor describing how he got canceled just the way the Mossad, he, when he was a Mossad member, used to get people canceled. This is highly enlightening. Number 8, yes, sir. No,
according
we played
to the
7
ADL
with,
reports from the last couple of years, the average number of anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. is around 1,500 a year.
No, that's number 7, Sam. Number 8, the one under it. Oh, shoot. It's the same thing. How did I did that twice. Shoot. Oh, well. My mistake. You're right. It's the same thing. Okay, let's see. Let's go to then. Let's go to clip 3. This is pretty good. You know, it came to my. I watched this clip, and it dawned on me that Dr. Bill Gates is the American Yuval Noah Harari, a mass murdering psychopath who's intelligent but not a genius, but whose hubris has him convinced he is right, when in reality he's a psychopathic, crazy, batshit crazy killer. And so this is a really good clip about Dr. Bill Gates.
This is take 3 of the videotape deposition of Bill Gates.
And if he didn't like what you said, he would, you know, he was known for responding with the words.
Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That's ridiculous. I'm not doing this thing. No. Somebody's confused. Somebody's just not thinking. I mean, there's no way. You guys never understood. You never understood the first thing about this.
He's a multidimensional individual. He has great depth in so many different areas.
Hi, kids.
You
he's a
number
fraud.
Of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, he's dead, so... you know, in general, you always have to be careful. And, you know, today we're announcing a commitment over this next decade, which we think of as a decade of vaccines.
The vaccine is critical, because until you have that, things aren't really going to be normal. And it won't be normal until we get an amazing vaccine to the entire world. And
okay, Sam, let's cut the clip then. We've got a caller, and we've got Joe from Florida. It might be the same Joe or another Joe. We'll find out now. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, Giuseppe. Yeah, it's Joe from Florida. Same Joe. You know, I know you probably don't take too close, but, and I don't want to make a big issue, because I think that guest is, he sounds like he's got a lot of good things on Obtainium. But, yeah, Medvedev is definitely not Jewish. And the other thing is, there is a really, there's a certain little core group of people who are going around talking about Putin. And by the way, I am not like on Putin's payroll. I'm not in the Putin fan club. But the reality is, the Chabad, Lubavitch, They are a very minor group, and the reality is that Putin has to a certain degree, come out and sort of work around. The difference is, when he took over in the 90s, right, there were eight oligarchs that robbed and looted Russia, seven of whom were Jews. And since he took over, Putin, he very methodically has put them under control. It's not like he's going to be able to remove, and he's got to go through the motions. But we have to understand there's a world war going on. It's a Jewish world war, and he's the only leader on planet Earth who has already defeated these satanic Jewish forces in Syria. Okay, there's a way of looking at this war in Ukraine that once they were so roundly defeated by Putin teaming up with Assad, that they went to Ukraine to try and start their war against Russia precisely because he was so successful in defeating them in Syria. So just a little balance to that. And I know it's not, you know, I'm open to other opinions, but I don't want anybody to really fall for this. It's a being of a lie about him. The reality is we live in a world where these Jews are getting success. The only leader in the world today who's even had a slight success on the battlefield against the Jewish enemy is Putin. So I just want to clear it up. But
that's a really valid point, Joe. And I think that, I mean, people think of Russia as this homogenous nation, but they that's in a massive territory. And they're not just white. They have a lot of Muslims. They have a lot of Asians. So he has to, and there's a lot of Russian Jews. So he has to be, you know, keep everybody happy to a certain extent. But that's a great point about beating them back in Syria. And he's certainly given them a huge beatdown in Ukraine. I mean, if you look at independent commentators who are monitoring the war, they're all saying the same thing, that Russia's won. This is ridiculous that they keep sacrificing young Ukrainian lives, and not so young now. They're drafting men in their 50s and 60s to just send them into the meat grinder. So that's what the Jew will do, though, synagogue of Satan. So
exactly. And which country is more controlled by Jews, right? The one that has, like, I don't know, he happens to, the leader knows a few Chabad Lubavitch people who he had to take a photo op with one time, or the country that has 46 of the top 50 positions led by Jews. President Joe Biden has essentially installed a Jewish tyranny over us. Anyway, great show again tonight, Giuseppe.
God bless. Oh, thank you so much. And that's the music. So everyone, here he comes, the king of Sunday night, the one and only Robert Ravel and Incendiary Radio. And next Sunday, we're going to have our first guest, Blackbird Nine, and I are going to be joined by the legendary Paul Tepete of Poker Face. That's going to be a show you won't want to miss. Good night, everyone.
They say, hey, Mr. Piano Man, you look like a faggot. Chinese seed when I sing these songs. You know I am RNA, you must be a MAGA. Chinese seed when I sing these songs. She's 6'7", her name is Bud. Chinese seed when I sing these songs. She's 3'5" from crushing chuds. Chinese seed when I sing these songs. Gay-o, gay-o. Chinese seed when I sing these songs. Gay, he's a 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 gay, hey, hey, oh. Chinese seed when I sing these songs. A fanatical bunch of mad cartoons. Chinese seed when I sing these songs. Hide the deadly or rabid trunks. Chinese seed when I sing these songs. They mock you, stalk you, and dandy ducks. Chinese seed when I sing these songs. How dare you say, hey kids, don't chop your cocks. Chinese seed when I sing these songs. Gay-o, gay-o. Chinese seed when I sing these songs. Gay, he's a 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 gay-o. Chinese seed when I sing these songs. You're balding, you're malding, you sing like a faggot. Chinese seed when I sing these songs. You bore us, you for us, please depart this planet.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.